Welcome back to Cultivating Hearts Radio Ministry. We just, last week, if you did not hear last week's session, we talked about the different names of Jesus and God and what it reveals to us in this little passage of 16 verses. Wow, it was so wonderful. And if you did not hear it, go to podcast at Cultivating Hearts Radio Ministry and you can listen to it and catch up with us. So we're going to go right back to that with Tara and ponder on some other titles of God.
Yay! Well, we're looking at 1 John 35 through 51, and this is so that those that are maybe listening for the first time, we are looking at the time of ministry when John's ministry is less and Jesus' ministry is becoming more, and John is pointing his disciples to Jesus because it's time for them to start following Jesus. And he points them out and reveals to them that Jesus is the Lamb of God. And we went through, and what we're doing is we were going and naming each of the titles that are given about Jesus in this passage. And the first title we saw was the Lamb of God, which represents his sacrifice. Mm. That's what it reveals. It's his sacrifice. The second title that was given is his name, Jesus, which reveals his manhood. The third title we have is Rabbi or Teacher, which reveals his mission. He is to be our teacher. And so as we are going through each of these, we'll begin looking at what it is that's being revealed. And we discuss the fact that his Lamb of God, the title, shows his purity, his perfection, and what he did by shedding his blood. His name, Jesus, shows us that he's relational and communal and connecting. And the teacher reveals to us what we're supposed to do, who we're supposed to be, what it should look like. It's the following aspect. The teacher is the one that shows you what you're following in his mission. And so now we're going to look at the next one. So we have where Jesus, the disciples at this point have left John when he says the Lamb of God. They're following him. Jesus wants to know, what do you want? And the disciples say, where are you staying? He says, you'll see. And now Andrew tells Simon Peter, and Simon Peter comes, and Jesus renames him. And then he goes to, that's not before he renames him. Andrew goes to him, and he says to him, we have found the
Messiah.
The Messiah, and then
the one
called Christ. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to first focus in on the Messiah. He says, we have found the Messiah. Mm-hmm. Let's examine just the Messiah. What does that mean? That's a very important title. So when they spoke the term Messiah, what does that mean?
Is that the one who comes to save?
Yes. Savior.
Savior.
It means Savior.
I think of King.
King, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And the nation of Israel has been watching and waiting for the Messiah. Mm-hmm. It's been prophesied. They've been waiting. And Messiah is the Savior, the one that will take them from their suffering and their pain. The Messiah is the one that's going to deliver them.
Right, the promised one.
Right. Yep. And so here we had what we had. You said promised one, King, Savior. So think through all the things that are implied with Messiah. When I was looking at this and praying through it, the thing that God revealed to me is to say that he is Messiah is to show his gift. Because the Messiah, it's all about the sacrifice of his life. Okay, the Lamb of God and Messiah are very closely related. They're intertwined names, okay? And so the Lamb of God is more like an explanation of what happens with the Messiah. So here he gives them Lamb of God, Jesus, Rabbi, Messiah, his sacrifice, his manhood, his mission, his gift.
That's just amazing.
Is that incredible?
It's just amazing.
And it is, how often, God forgive me, do I get into the Word of God and I read a passage and I gloss over so much that is rich within something that God would like for me to have. And I tell you, this was not given to me by man. This was given to me by me just sitting and staring at the Bible and then asking God, how can I tell this in my own words? And then practicing the Word of God over and over, telling it in my words. And then as I began to tell it in my own words, I began to realize and see a pattern of things And then I begin to ask questions. Well, what are the names? Mm-hmm. And what do they mean? And why would that be important? And what was it that he was revealing to those disciples? Why is it important that disciples understood he was the Lamb of God? Why was it important that disciples understood at this point that he was Jesus or Rabbi or Messiah?
And I think we should always have questions, because I know when I was first accepted Christ as my Savior, I had all these questions when I'd read the Bible, all of them, you know, and it's just like, and I'd take my time.
Yeah.
So now I think sometimes, and forgive me, Father, I read it, but I don't meditate on it and I don't ponder on it like you're saying. And that's so important to get the message.
And one of the things that I would challenge you to do, that you need to slow down. Mm-hmm. And so, like Calvary Chapel, I love that where Beth attends, they have a 2-year plan instead of a 1-year plan. Mm-hmm. I know.
But right now, we're going to 13 letters, so we're only reading 6 verses a day. 6. And to exactly for that reason.
Yeah. It slows you down.
It does. You know, it's to slow down and actually read it. And what does God want to speak to you in those 6 verses?
With those 6 verses, if you take the basic questions of what is happening, who's involved, what does it say about God, what does it say about man, what does God want man to get, what does he want them to understand, what is he trying to connect to the people, how does that affect their culture? Okay, that's
a lot of questions.
That's a lot of questions. You just answer those for 6 verses. I mean, it can take hours.
Mm-hmm.
That's just observations. Mm-hmm. And then that's just thinking in the mind. Take it to the heart. Well, why would that be important to me today? Why would he connect to Lamb of God, Jesus, Rabbi, Messiah, to me today? So do you see how it's taking it, tearing apart the Word of God and allowing the Word of God to penetrate inside our heart? And so it makes it richer. One of the things we changed our reading plan this year. Last year I did the chronological study Bible again. I hadn't done it in a lot of years and went back and revisited it. But we're doing a plan that is a small section of Matthew, a small section of Acts, a psalm, and then a couple of chapters of Genesis. And it'll be that way the rest of the year. And I'm having so much fun with it that I have to make myself, I accidentally, without realizing it, I've read ahead because I got caught into the storyline or, you know, different things like that and everything. But our whole family, Greg, Michaela, Grant, and I, all of us are doing the exact same reading plan.
Yeah.
And it's just fun having, you know, when you do that, it helps you to connect more to the Word of God. And that is essentially what's happening right here, is as the call is happening, God is wanting them so to relate to the Godhead of Jesus and the manhood of Jesus that he's giving to the people every title that will reveal him in his wholeness. And when we're done, you're going to see, you'll see that historically, it actually reveals the historical truths about Jesus when we're done. It's amazing. Okay, so the Messiah. The next title that was given was, Beth, do you remember?
The One.
The One, but it gives a following to it.
Oh.
Called?
The Christ.
And so I like the One. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. He's the One. But let's give the qualifier called the Christ.
The Christ.
All right, when you think of the One called the Christ, what comes to mind?
I immediately think of the cross.
Okay, why?
Because that's where he gave his life for us. Mm-hmm. You know, took on all our sins.
Okay.
When I think of the One, I tend to go back to who are you? It says, I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just I am. And I like the One. Like, there is no other one.
Right.
Just the One. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's not two. There's not three. It's the One.
Very good.
Yeah,
very
I am
good.
The One that is the way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the reason why it's the One is the Christ is a title.
Mm.
And we today use Christ as a name, but actually it was a title.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And there was only one Beth that could carry the title of the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the one that died on the cross.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they refer to him as the Messiah, he is Savior, Deliverer, the one that died on the cross. They are making it very clear. There is nobody else that has ever done this. There will never, ever again be another who does this. There is only one that can have the title, the Christ. We've gotten so comfortable with Christ that we'll call him that as if it's his name, like Jesus. I mean, we do very commonly use that. But the fact is, it's the same as us saying Mr., you know, it's a title, okay? It was a title to signify. So my son and I were discussing this morning, because he does Taekwondo and he's testing tonight for his red belt. And when does a person get called master? And when is a person called grandmaster? Because they have certain titles they earn based on what they've done. And they cannot be called a grandmaster until they die.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that.
I mean, ninth dawn, they're grandmaster, and 10th dawn, they die. So they don't get the 10th dawn until they die. So they're only a grandmaster until, I mean, they're old. They're not young, okay? And I mean, forgive me for that. And then but they don't get the 10th dawn until they die.
She looked at me.
You know, I did not look at you. You're so bad. And so here we have the title that it doesn't happen until the one has done what they've done, and that was the death on the cross.
Completion.
It is the completion. And so this here, let's think. Okay, so the Lamb of God, purity, perfection, his manhood, his relational connection, his community, Rabbi, his mission for us, Messiah, his gift, that he's the promised one, our Savior, the one called the Christ. He's the only one. It's his title. So his sacrifice, his manhood, his mission, his gift, his title. Do you see how we're seeing the actual historical revelation of what happened in redemption?
Yeah.
I mean, it blows my mind. I was just, God, you have redemption in these 16 verses revealed. And when I say the word redemption, I'm talking about the revelation of Jesus, what he has done in order to forgive us of our sins that we might be with him eternally. Okay? So then...
Yeah, because on the top, you know, when you're reading it, you don't even think about it showing redemption.
No.
You're just showing disciples coming.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what's...
Right.
Wow.
But what are they coming towards?
Right. Redemption.
This is what's being revealed is why they're coming. Mm. They get why they're coming. And the problem is today, oftentimes when we are sharing Jesus, we are not revealing to people why they need to come. He came to be your perfect, pure sacrifice, so you can relate to him, be relational with him. He is a man. He had a mission to show you how to walk, how to live, and it comes through that gift because of the gift of the cross, the title of what he's done. And then, historically, this was revealed. And as if God did not want to leave that out, the very next title that is given is what? And it's done by Philip. To Nathaniel.
What the is one?
The one. And what is the statement? Because I made you give more than what you guys had done. The one who? Moses.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And the prophets.
See, you looked at me like, I have no idea what she's talking about.
And then all of a sudden, there it was. Imagine that.
The one who Moses and the prophets wrote about.
Right.
When you hear the one again, go back to what Beth say. What did you say when you think about the one?
The first thing I think about is the I am.
Okay, there's no other. Nope. I wrote your words down because they were good. Yeah,
okay,
I did.
Good.
They were good.
Oh, good.
Because
I can't remember.
There's no other.
There's no other.
I am. The one. And who is the one Moses and the prophets wrote about?
The Christ.
That's right. The Christ.
Wow.
All right. So God said, okay, I'm going to show you. He's my sacrifice. He's my pure, perfect, holy sacrifice on your behalf. Shed his blood. He came as a man to relate. He came as a man to connect. He came as a man to be communal. He came as a teacher to show you the mission and a way to follow. He came as the Messiah and gave you a gift that's free. You don't have to do anything. It's yours freely because he's the one called the Christ, which is his title, the one historically. You've been sitting and listening forever and ever and ever, as they have been talking about since Moses and the prophets, and it's written in the law. Mm-hmm. He's the one. So in this short time, it gave us his history. It gave us his home, too, because if he's the Lamb of God, isn't that his home? Yep. He comes from God, and so we have his history revealed. So I'm blown away. I'm like, okay, so he's given us our the richness of who he is from heaven, and now it's reminding us the richness of who he is on earth. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the things that Moses and the prophets wrote about him? What did they proclaim?
The Messiah was coming. I mean, it seems so simple to say that. It's just like...
Okay, in case you didn't get it.
In case you didn't get it.
Yeah. All those things that we just gave as titles. Remember?
Remember.
Moses and the prophets prophesied.
Yep.
They wrote about it. They proclaimed. They were willing to die in order that we would know. Because many of those prophets were killed for proclaiming what they proclaimed. Mm. And do not forget, this is your history. Mm. The one Moses and the prophets talked about. And what came to my mind is that God knows, and I'm going to start crying. Each of us need to know him differently. Whereas one might have the need to know that he is the Lamb, another has a need to know that he's our history. Mm. Another needs to know that he's the teacher. And he knows that each title reveals what that person needs in order to draw them to him. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
That's awesome.
It is. You're glad you sat in with us today.
Yes, I am.
We only have a few seconds left, and I'm sitting here thinking, next week we have so many more to get.
Oh, we do.
We're going to have to rush to get them in. So you got to come back and listen, because we're going to cover the next titles: Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of Joseph, Son of God, and King of Israel. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Wow.
All right. So we're so glad that you're listening to Cultivating Hearts. I love hearing from you. It's been fun. Several people have Facebooked me and connected with us that way. But you can also connect with us through cultivatinghearts.org, opendoormission.org. And TaraRye.org. And if you want to talk to any of the ladies, I will pass on the emails to them as well. Thank you, and God bless.